San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
Good evening, buddy. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, L.A. County, up the coast of Seattle, down to Cabo, out to the desert. We're free on iTunes if you search It's Your Money and Your Life, and you can hear all the podcasts on iymoney.com in addition to our station's website, which is 760kfmb.com. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's an accomplished marathon runner. He's a best-selling author. He's a philanthropist and a family office expert advising several high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
I am marvelous. I've been enjoying this great weather.
It's been wonderful. Yeah. Hey, a quick get well to Eric Rubalcava, our regular soundboard operator. He's a little under the weather, and hopefully he'll be back in a few days. But get well, buddy. We miss you. And let's see, what else are we going to talk about before we get to our... We got two great guests tonight, and one is all the way across the pond. But
nothing. That's why we're going to get to our guests. We're going to talk about nothing else.
Well, we ought to do that. This is an encore presentation. This gentleman is an accomplished filmmaker, film director, and producer. We had him on last year because he was the driving force behind the great film, or films, I should say, about Billie Jean King's 40th anniversary and the Battle of the Sexes. And, of course, everyone knows Richard's connection with Bobby Riggs as a youngster. But without further delay, he's an accomplished director. His name is James Erskine over in London right now. James, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm good. A little tired, but I'm good.
Yes, you're a new father, so we understand, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How old is your new addition now?
She's 7 weeks old.
7 weeks. So you're just about catching up on sleep now.
Yeah.
And James, now that you have a daughter, your life will get back to normal in about 30 years.
I'm not doing the heavy lifting at the moment.
Well, now you'll bear yourself in even more work, so it'll all be good. It'll work out. So, but anyway, Billie Jean King, 40th anniversary. That film premiered on the American Masters series on PBS last September, and we just got the good news that series won the Emmy Award. I think it won another one for sound as well. But you were in the mix there, so congratulations on that victory.
Yeah, no, it's great that American Masters, which is contributed. Sorry, it was great at American Masters, which has contributed a great thing to, American cultural history,
Absolutely.
Continues to get honored for its work, across the series, and Billie Jean King was the first sports person that they honored with an American Masters documentary, and it was part of a mix of, four or five strong films, to ensure that it won the Emmy for Best Nonfiction Series.
Yeah. Now, you made that film for PBS. It's more of her entire life. Now, the film, The Battle of the Sexes, which premiered in London and Europe during Wimbledon last year, will that be released in the U.S. Anytime soon?
I think it will hopefully be released, but it's being released in Canada, actually, in 2 weeks.
Okay, it's a good reason to skip across the border, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there's blackout period for the PBS version of the film, and then eventually the international version will be released in America too.
So we'll see it on Netflix or somewhere eventually. I would hope so.
Yeah.
And now you're one of your latest projects, Pantani, the accidental death of a cyclist. The film was just concluded, and why don't you and Richard discuss where that's going? Because I think it's going to be premiering here, right, or at least being shown here in Carlsbad.
Yeah. Let me throw out a website, lacostafilmfestival.org. That's going to be showing here at the La Costa Film Festival in Carlsbad in about 3 weeks, September 18th through 21st. But James, you can tell us more.
Hey, tell us about the film. Tell us about the film, James. What's it all about?
Well, the film tells the story of Marco Pantani. Marco Pantani was the last cyclist to win both the Tour de France and the Italian Tour, the Giro d'Italia, the two hardest cycling races on the planet. He was the last guy to win them both in the same year, which was in 1998. And he was kind of different to other cyclists. He was more like a rock star. He described himself as an artist who used the mountains to paint his masterpieces on a bicycle. And he was kind of, you know, pretty eccentric guy in this period where most cyclists were 6 feet tall. It was dominated by a man called Indurain, who was 6 feet tall, had massive lungs, and along came Pantani, who was like a lightweight taking on the heavyweights. He was 50 kilos, 5 foot six. You know, he was a small guy, but he was just brilliant in the mountains. And he sort of emerged, and the whole cycling world was kind of taken aback by this strong character. You know, it seemed that he would dominate the world of cycling forever until he failed one of the first doping tests in 1999. Technically, it wasn't a doping test. It was a health test because they couldn't detect drugs in the system at that point. So it was unclear whether, or at least unclear at the time, whether he'd been using performance-enhancing drugs. But what was kind of extraordinary was at this point he was on the 20th stage out of 22 of the Italian Tour. He was winning by an epic margin. And he was thrown out, you know, summarily kicked out of the race. And he basically had a mental collapse and spiraled into drug abuse, cocaine particularly. Tried to come back and, you know, did come back and took on Lance Armstrong, you know, and it was a very close run thing in 2000. But then his life spiraled out of control. And what the film really is an exploration of him as a character and a sort of boy from nowhere who rises to the top of the mountains, literally as well as metaphorically. Yeah.
And then
what happens when that sport is taken away? And I guess it explores, you know, both, you know, the highs of cycling and the real beauty of it, and it also examines what happens to individuals within professional sport, you know, and, you know, that looks at the system of sport that creates both champions and creates, a drug-fueled system.
Yeah, James, does it get into his mental health and addiction and anything? Because obviously we just lost Robbie Williams. We had a great player with the Padres, Ken Caminiti. You know, a lot of these stars really hit the skids and can't dig themselves out again. So does your film deal with that much or not too much?
Yeah. I mean, we sort of touch on that. And it's also about the paranoia. And, you know, basically, you know, you could be on top of the world and then suddenly somebody says one day, you know, hey, that guy's doping, and you never clear your name, you know, and everything you've ever done becomes tainted by one moment. And, you know, the sport can rise above that, but, you know, the individual who's built their life around, you know, around this, you know, can't necessarily find out. So, you know, what we attempt to do with the film is to both make a beautiful and moving film about a tragic individual, you know, who was a real hero, but at the same time had a dark side and was a real human being. And we try to explore, I think, you know, when people talk about doping in sport and they talk about Lance Armstrong, it's all about he's the bad guy, he's the bad apple, you know. But I think the reality of sport is that, you know, sport exists within the commercial system and, you know, any means possible to win, and, you know, the sponsors or the organizers are quite often aware, you know, that you know, people are running to the edge of the rules.
And,
you know,
nobody
makes any...
And back in the day, they were all doing it pretty much, weren't they? I mean, he was no exception, right?
Yeah. I mean, nobody, you know, I mean, the line I always say is nobody wants to watch the Olympics running 100 meters running 12 seconds, you know. Sport demands... And televised sport demands that things are done quicker and more impressively, you know, and there's a limit
What I find really interesting about his struggles, well, he was known as Il Pirata, the pirate, because he would wear bandanas and earrings and so on. But anyway, so, he became, well, the best in the business in 1998 when he won both the Tour de France and the Giro d'Italia. But his real struggle became against the system that was kicking him out, even though the system basically promoted him and what he was doing and everybody was doing. And I think that was really what led to his downfall. He spent years and years of his life battling this thing, you know, the system that he was trying to get back into and to get his name cleared, and simply couldn't. And so that was even, I guess, more of a struggle than climbing the mountain, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's a guy who's, you know, not particularly well educated, who's good at one thing, and his whole identity is in that bicycle.
You know,
and if you take the bike away, you know, I'm kind of interested in what happens to that guy. You know, there are no sports. I mean, Andre Agassi, you know, talks a lot about depression in his autobiography.
Yes, I read it.
But James, we're at the end of the segment right now, though. But we'll be in touch, I'm sure. And we wish congratulations on the Emmy, and we'll be out at La Costa seeing this great film, and we'll invite all of our listeners and sponsors to be out there as well. So thanks for spending some time with us, Richard, James. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money in Your Life right after this.